Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Time Management Crash Course. My name is Colin Tudor, and in this episode we will be talking about planning sessions. So, why do you need a planning session? How many should you have? Basically, you should have one every single day. 15 to 20 minutes a day planning has been shown to increase your effectiveness. There was a study done around businessmen, very busy people, their days are chock full, but the ones who took even just 30 minutes to plan their day were over 50% more effective than those who took no time at all. So, what do you do during your planning session? So, during the 15 to 20 minutes, most of your day is already probably full, especially if you're a college student or you have a full-time job. A lot of your day is already taken up by those things. So, what you need to do is address your tasks. That's one of the very first things you need to do. Address your tasks and then schedule a time for those tasks. Doesn't necessarily matter when, as long as you're following your prioritization. As long as you know which ones you need to do first, do next, and do last, then you're good. It's also important within your daily planning to try and make sure that you don't have empty spaces of time. If you want to be effective, don't have empty spaces of time. You'll simply just have a better time doing things because you'll get them done sooner, because you can move things up, because you'll have empty time. But since we shouldn't have any empty time, you can take things that you're thinking of doing on Thursday, but you can move them to a Wednesday instead because you have the extra time towards the end of the day. And it's also highly recommended to do a weekly planning session about once a week. Depending on where you're at in your life, this could take between 1 hour and three. Weekly planning allows your daily planning to be within the 15 to 20 minutes, though. And essentially, your daily planning is just an extension of weekly planning, right? So if you have meetings that happen every single week, you address those and put them in your calendar. It's nice if having like an electronic calendar, right? You can just set them as a repeating event. But if you don't have an electronic calendar, then you can take that time during your weekly planning session to make sure things like all of your classes, all of your work meetings, and things like that, that they're already in your calendar, in your planner. So then when you come to your daily planning, most of your day is already filled. You already have a lot of your events put in for that day. And then it's just taking that 15 to 20 minutes to look at, okay, what are the things we actually need to do today, or just you need to do today? And then you just go forward. Another really helpful thing with your planning, it doesn't necessarily fall into during your planning sessions, but try it out for a little bit. The idea is keep a distraction list. So what is a distraction list? Basically, anytime you get off track doing something that you shouldn't be doing, or maybe you know, you sit down at your desk at work or to do some homework, and then in the middle of doing your homework or your whatever you're doing at work, you just stop and you start looking at your phone maybe, or you get distracted and you open a new tab and look at social media there or something like that, right? It's just what is keeping you from doing things on time. And it'll be really insightful. It'll basically, the distraction list are your drop priorities, right? We have our do now, do next, do last, and our drops. So for the drops, those are just basically your distraction list. These are the things that are keeping you from doing what you really want to do, and they're distracting you, and just overall your performance and your time management is being hindered because of these distractions. And then when you come to the end of your day, after you've done all of this, you've done your daily planning, or maybe you did weekly planning that day as well, you've kept your distraction list, now is probably one of the most important parts, is to review your day. Take a look at your task list, wherever you keep it, and see what got done. Hopefully all of them, but sometimes, you know, that's not necessarily realistic, and sometimes maybe you just weren't meant to get something done that day, right? Because sometimes we have tasks that we don't necessarily have a deadline on, right? Maybe you need to go pick something up at a certain store, but you don't need it, at least not for a few days maybe, and you just didn't get it done today. That's totally fine, right? That's why we prioritize, though, is because a task like that probably would be on our due next anyway, since it's not for a couple of days that we need to go by that. So keep that in mind. Take the time, just 15 to 20 minutes. I just take 15 to 20 minutes once I'm done showering and I'm dressed for the day. I just take 15 to 20 minutes, look over my calendar, try to figure out what time I'm going to do stuff like homework, look at what homework is the most urgent to do for that day, and then take some time to think about other things I need to do, like run to the grocery store or whatever. And then I just put it all on my list, and then I have it there for throughout the day. So then when my events come, like my homework, I just know what I need to be doing, and I already just have all my time filled out right away. Thank you again for listening. This has been the Time Management Podcast. Once again, I'm Colin Tudor, and I'll see you in the next one.